Local First's mission is to lead the development of an economy grounded in local ownership that meets the basic needs of people, builds local wealth and social capital, functions in harmony with our ecosystem, and encourages joyful community. We talk about Local First and how we are staying local and those who believe in the cause. Always a pleasure, Mika Staub. Appreciate you, Marketing Manager with Local First, West Michigan. Good morning to you, Mika.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us. You're
quite welcome. To your right, Josephine White from JoJo's House of Beauty.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you ever have a day where you just don't want to, you know, be beautiful?
I do, but it's what I do, so I have to put on my big girl panties and look cute.
Look cute. You do it well. Thank you for being here, and obviously the spotlight on you and more. We want to talk about spotlighting those who are well-deserved of awards. Mika, take it away.
Yeah, so we are bringing back our Local Motion Awards this year, but we're also adding our Good for Grand Rapids Awards. So the Lakeshore Local Motion Awards will be in February, but we're calling for nominations now. So if you or someone you know is a business that's doing great things on the Lakeshore and in the Lakeshore community, mm-hmm. you can nominate yourself or that business and then take the quick impact assessment. Mm-hmm. And then the Good for Grand Rapids Awards will be in March, but also we're taking nominations right now. And that is for business owners to take the quick impact assessment, mm-hmm. Which measures things like impact in the community, how you treat your employees, what you give back. And that's how we decide who will be nominated.
You kind of went through this process, Josephine.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It was amazing. It made me think about, like, what are we doing in the community? So it helped me put everything down on paper. And, you know, you think you're doing, like, a little bit, but we found out we were actually doing more than what we thought we were giving back to different sororities and fraternities to help them give scholarships to college students. We were able to just see how we're using our resources, how our employees are being, you know, impacted by what we're doing, how they're being compensated. So it really helped me as a business owner to kind of just put everything out there and put it on paper to see, like, what are we doing?
Yeah. What is your business?
I own JoJo's House of Beauty. We are a multicultural, diverse salon designed to serve women and men of all color, hair types, and textures. We just believe in giving our clients quality service, and that's what we do.
That's where you're located?
We're on 44th Street between Kalamazoo and Stauffer, right across the street from Mr. Burger.
Oh, that's handy when you're having downtime, which you probably never have. Back to the quick impact assessment, Mika. In measures the impact that a business has on their community. The questions are actually based on the type of business or organization.
Yeah, so the quick impact assessment that Josephine took is going to be different than the quick impact assessment that a restaurant takes. It is specific to the type of industry, so you won't necessarily answer questions that aren't relevant to your business.
Yes, and as you mentioned, it made you think about maybe where you are doing great things, or maybe, wow, I got to work on this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you were chosen as an awardee.
I was. Yeah. Yes, we were very excited for that opportunity. And just to be recognized in Grand Rapids is amazing. Our work here is not done. You know, we're trying to think of ways to step our game up even more and give back more to the community, continue to give back to the YWCA products, mm-hmm. You know, hair products to the domestic women, and just different things that we can think outside of the box. We recently had an event at the salon called What Is Your Hair Telling You? So just to kind of see, like, you might be having hair loss or thinning or, you know, lacking vibrancy. We wanted to make sure that our clients knew their options besides Rogaine and natural ways to help heal the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Mika, how are recipients chosen?
So, like I said, the Lakeshore Local Motion Awards, we are partnering with Hope College Sustainability mm-hmm. Institute, so they're helping us get the word out. But you basically nominate. So there are links on our website that you click, and you can either nominate a business or your own business, and then you'll be taken to the quick impact assessment.
Lakeshore Local Motion Awards, one business from one of the three categories, right?
Yes. Yes, there are three categories for the Lakeshore Local Motion Awards: environment, community, and employees. So basically how you thrive in those three areas, you'll be chosen. And then for the Good for Grand Rapids Awards, there are four categories. So the three that I mentioned: environment, community, employees, but then also governance. So your business ethics, how transparent you are with your employees and the rest of your community.
Then there's the Guy Bazzani Local Legacy Award.
Yeah. So that's an award that we've been given out. That is chosen by our board of directors, and that's to recognize an individual that has, you know, done a lifetime of executes a local first mission.
And it looks like, again, deadlines for nominations and applications December 1.
Yeah, December 1st, coming up.
Yeah. JoJo, Josephine, do you go by JoJo? Are you JoJo? You're JoJo, though,
I
right?
I am JoJo.
Okay, all right. What is JoJo's House of Beauty really good at, and what are you looking to continue to conquer?
We are really good. Honestly, we do facials, we do extensions, color cuts, we do all hair types and textures. We're just really big on educating our clients using quality products. We have Kevin Murphy, GK Hair, and Mazzani. I also have a hair growth oil that I created called JoJo's Hair Essence. So we're just really big on developing and learning as much as possible. So color, balayage, ombres, fashion colors, we do everything.
And what did, when you filled out the quick impact assessment, what did make you say, we want to do a little more of this?
Just continuing to grow each year. This is our third year in. We're approaching 4 years next year. So just thinking outside of the box, ways to, you know, so that JoJo's House of Beauty can be a household name, you know, continuing to grow and thrive.
Now you're away from JoJo's House of Beauty. You think they're still working hard without the boss?
They're working hard. I have an awesome team. They're awesome.
Great. What else, Mika Staub, when it comes to, again, nominating and more?
Yeah, so the reason that we're doing these awards is it's obviously to lift up local businesses, but it's also to create that strong local economy. So this is when we award businesses and kind of give that positive feedback to those businesses, they create better and better jobs, which attracts and retains our local talent, which is something that makes an economy strong. But important things to note about these awards, in case people are getting worried, you do not have to be a member of Local First to be a recipient. We would love all of the local businesses in West Michigan to become members, but you do not have to be a member. You do have to fall under membership criteria for the Lakeshore Local Motion Awards, but not for the Good for Grand Rapids Awards. And all the results are kept private. So when you take the quick impact assessment, those results are kept private. They're not published anywhere, except for, of course, if you won for a community impact or an environmental impact, we'll share what you're doing well.
Yeah, nice. All right. What are your final words, Josephine White from JoJo's House of Beauty? How do we find out more about you and yours?
We are on Facebook, JoJo's House of Beauty. We're on Instagram, JoJo's House of Beauty. Be sure to like our page. Follow us on Twitter, J-Hob, J-H-O-B. And look us up, www.jojoshouseofbeauty.com.
Thanks. Congratulations to your award-winning opportunity last year. And who knows what next year brings, right?
Absolutely.
Go get them. Thanks. Mika, one more time, how to best make this nomination happen?
Yeah, so the links for the nomination and more information is on the Local First blog. So go to localfirst.com, and there will be a link right to the page.
Thanks. Local Motion Award, Good for Grand Rapids Award nominations. Just do it. See you, ladies.